Hello and welcome back. This is Gary Goba Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today we're looking at the topic pregnancy, nutrition and exercise. Pregnancy, nutrition and exercise. Now, pregnancy is a transformative period in a woman's life, marked by numerous physiological and emotional changes. Proper nutrition and regular exercise play pivotal roles in ensuring the health and well-being of both the mother and the developing fetus. Now let's look at pregnancy and nutrition. So what are some of the nutrient requirements? Number one, increased caloric intake. So during pregnancy, energy needs rise to support the growing fetus and maternal metabolism. And number two, essential nutrients. Adequate intake of key nutrients such as folate, iron, calcium, and omega-3 fatty acids is crucial for fertile development and maternal health. And now let's proceed and look at the importance of a balanced diet. So number one, varied food choices. Consuming a diverse range of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and dairy ensures a well-rounded nutrient intake. And number two, hydration. So staying adequately hydrated is essential for preventing dehydration and supporting the increased blood volume during pregnancy. And now, moving forward, we look at the avoidance of harmful substances. Number one, eliminating harmful foods. So pregnant women should avoid certain foods like raw seafood, undercooked meat, and unpasteurized dairy to reduce the risk of foodborne illnesses. And number two, limiting caffeine and alcohol. So moderate consumption of caffeine and complete avoidance of alcohol are recommended to minimize potential harm to the developing fetus. Moving forward, let's look at pregnancy and exercise. What are the benefits of exercise? Number one, improved cardiovascular health. So regular exercise enhances heart health, promoting better circulation and oxygen supply to both the mother and the fetus. And number two, gestational weight management. So exercise helps in managing weight gain during pregnancy, reducing the risk of gestational diabetes and other complications. And now let's look at appropriate exercise activities. Number one, low impact aerobic exercises. Things like walking, swimming, and stationary cycling are safe and effective for pregnant women, minimizing the risk of injury. And number two, strength training. Controlled resistance training helps maintain muscle tone, improve posture, and prepare the body for the physical demands of childbirth. And what are some safety considerations? Number one, consultation with healthcare providers. Pregnant women should consult with healthcare providers before starting or continuing an exercise regimen to ensure it is safe for their specific circumstances. And number two, avoidance of high-risk activities. Activities with a high risk of falling or abdominal trauma should be avoided, and exercise intensity should be adjusted based on individual fitness levels. Moving forward, let's look at the holistic approach to maternal well-being. Number one thing we're looking at, integrated nutrition and exercise plans. First is collaborative healthcare. Healthcare providers, including obstetricians, nutritionists, and fitness experts, can collaborate to create personalized plans that address the unique needs of each pregnant woman. And then monitoring and adaptation. So regular monitoring of maternal health and fetal development allows for adjustments in nutrition and exercise plans as pregnancy progresses. And number two thing is emotional well-being. So first under that is stress reduction. Incorporating relaxation techniques such as prenatal yoga or meditation can contribute to a positive emotional state during pregnancy. And number two, social support. Building a supportive network of family and friends can provide emotional encouragement and practical assistance throughout the pregnancy journey. In conclusion, pregnancy, nutrition, and exercise are integral components of a healthy and successful pregnancy. A holistic approach encompassing proper nutrition, safe and appropriate exercise, and emotional well-being ensures the best outcomes for both the mother and the developing fetus. Empowering pregnant women with knowledge and support fosters a positive pregnancy experience and lays the foundation for a healthy start to motherhood. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.